So this is a traffic and safety meeting on January 15th, 2020. And I'll take roll. Chairman Reese?
Here.
Commissioner Bass?
Yeah.
Commissioner Cleary? Commissioner Gillis?
Here.
Commissioner J. Rahman? Commissioner Osga?
Here.
Commissioner Wade?
Here.
All right, Mr. Chairman.
All right, first item of business is adoption of the meeting minutes from our July 17, 2019 meeting. Is there a motion to adopt those minutes?
Motion to adopt.
A second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. So the next item on the agenda is something that we did discuss briefly last time, and that's the request by folks at the Great House Condo Association to expand the no parking around the driveway on Central Avenue to, I think, provide better sight lines. So if any of you would like to discuss, address, you know, your request, feel free. If you wouldn't mind, we do record the meeting, so if you don't mind speaking at the podium into the microphone, we'd appreciate that.
Who wants Cindy to go first?
Okay. Oh, are we doing this already?
Sure. And I will say that anyone can speak, but there's no reason to repeat. If you're all in agreement, you can just let us know you agree.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that my husband and I, we just moved into that condo, like in the fall. Well, we've been kind of in the process of moving in for the last 3-4 months. Anyway, that driveway, everybody, all 58 units only have one driveway to go in and out of, and the cars are parked. For some reason, there's a lot of cars parked on Central. They're parked solid. And I just had an accident a week ago Friday, I think it was. Okay. And I was warned, be careful, because you have to really be careful because cars are coming down Central pretty fast. And yeah, you can see right there. So there were like two SUVs, the whole, from our driveway to wherever the four cars worth are parked there. Two were SUVs. This woman came along with a sedan, and I was looking, and I'm a really careful driver. This is the first time in the first time ever I ever had an accident. Knock on wood. Well, I don't want to jinx myself by saying that, but anyway, and I was careful, and then there she was, right there. You know, it was like she was underneath those cars, and I never saw her coming. Anyway. It was a minor accident. It was a minor fender bender. It probably cost, you know, $10,000 or something. But, you know, I think it's really dangerous. And the other thing I noticed, too, when we first moved in, there's a lot of kids, like teenage kids or younger kids, riding their bikes on Central Avenue. And if you can't see, you know, somebody's going to get hurt. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
Do you mind, just for the record, will you give us your name, please?
Yeah, Cindy Huber, H-U-B-E-R.
Okay, great.
Right.
You live in the condo?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I mean, and I had some thought. Do you want to talk about our thoughts about? Okay, I'll let him talk about the thoughts.
We have your petitions. Did anyone that you talked to oppose your request? No? All right, would anyone else like to address the issue? If you don't mind using the mic.
When I was here last...
Please give us your name again.
Scott Street. I'm the president of the association, the Condo Association. Last time I was here, we addressed this particular petition, but then we also discussed the relocation of parking on Central for those three blocks between Park and all the way down to Lathrop from the north side of Central to the south side of Central. There's some precedent because on both sides of the tracks, the parking is up next to the tracks. It's not on the opposite side. And further down Central and in both directions from those three blocks, there's parking on the track side of Central, not on the other side, or maybe on both sides, depending on the width of the street. Our thought is that would obviously improve our sight lines coming out of our driveways immensely, as well as adding more parking spaces, because right now you're losing parking spaces because of the driveway exits in those three blocks. I don't know why the decision was made, and I think somebody said there was a study going on concerning commuter parking within River Forest, and somebody was going to discuss with them what their plans were and what their recommendations are going to be to see if that suggestion was going to be a part of their recommendation back to the village. But I have no idea where that went, if anywhere. But I mean, we'll certainly take the separation of the signs greater, further away from our exit. But I think in the end, the ideal solution to this is to move that parking to the other side of Central Avenue.
A couple questions. One is, mm-hmm. just on your petition, mm-hmm. do you know if this represents, the signatures represent all or the vast majority of
it,
the...
It represents over half of the half. Number of people that live in our two buildings, 407 okay. and 415. We have 58 units.
And for the record, it did meet the new 75% threshold.
Okay. And then I note that the petition relates to the request to add additional no parking there on the north side.
Correct.
It doesn't address changing parking on with respect to the south
side. It does. I mean, that was the way the original petition was created, and so I'll just tell you that if this is approved, then the next thing we'll do is we will come back with another petition asking you to move the parking to the other side. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything else to add?
No, that's...
Can I add one more thing? You need the parking because that's filled up every day. You know, every spot is filled up. And if we have any workmen coming in the building, they have to park on Central. So, and I think there's a business that's on Ashland, on the corner of Ashland and Central, that now is using parking on the street too. So you do need the parking. You really do. And if you take two more spots away, four spots away, I don't know where people are going to park.
Would anyone else like to address this request? Sir, go ahead. If you don't mind, just give us your name.
Yeah, sure. Fred Hess. I also live in 407.
Spell your
Hess,
name.
Hess.
Thank you.
So you'll have to bear with me. I'm a history teacher, so I'm going to give you a little backstory. I used to live at 402 Franklin, and when I lived there as a owner or renting an apartment, I would normally be walking down Central Avenue to go to the store or catch the train, whatever the case may be. There was never really anybody parked on that one block between, what would that be, Franklin and Ashland. During the course of the day, there might be a car or two parked there, but it was, for the most part, it was never an issue. I could see people getting in and out of 407 Franklin and also 415, and there wouldn't be an issue with pulling out or pulling into the parking lot. When I first moved in, there was not an issue with parking. There was not an issue with pulling in and out of that parking lot. It was very safe. It was very quiet. No problem. The issue became when there was a surveying company that moved into there's that one story building next door to us behind our building. And then it might have been somebody else. I know that before then there was a sprinkling system company that was in there, and they maybe had their truck parked there for maybe half an hour and then they were gone. But now with the, with this new company that's in there, that's basically their parking lot. And they start parking there at around 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. and they're there until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And a lot of those cars are SUVs or trucks. And that's where she had her problem was, you know, if somebody's got a Ford F-150 parked somewhere, it's kind of hard to see around those things. So I guess my vision is maybe we could talk to those people and see about maybe relocating where they park their cars. And maybe there's some kind of parking lot they could use. It's not like they're handicapped. They're able-bodied. They can walk a block or two. I walk a block or two from where I park every morning, and it doesn't bother me at all. And free up that parking along Central for people who, you know, like people who are doing work on the buildings, people who live in the buildings. And that's kind of my idea. Is if it says 2-hour parking, that's 2-hour parking. It's not 8-hour parking. It's not 9-hour parking. And I don't know. I've lived in River Forest since I was in first grade. We've never had an issue like this before that I can ever remember. But it does seem to be something that's come up. And then, too, my mom has talked a lot about how the fact that there could be a mirror or something so that you can see the cars coming. And that way you could avoid another accident. But it is, I mean, I know the commission has put up those stop signs that are lit up with stop on them. I wish people did. You still have a couple of cases where people may just kind of pause and then they keep on going. And you just build up enough speed and steam, you know, you're going to be flying through that one area where we're pulling out. So that's all.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. Would anyone else like to address the motion? Sure, sir. Do you mind taking the mic?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Yates Hafner. I live also in 407 Franklin. And I came mainly to make a couple of suggestions for safety. I think, let me preface this by saying that if you are coming out of our parking lot onto Central, and if you stop where you are legally supposed to stop before going out into the street, which is behind the crosswalk, you stop there, you're at a fairly high point, you can see, if you take the time to, whether there's somebody coming up Franklin from the right. The problems are mainly from people coming up from the west, from Franklin going eastward on Central, not so much from traffic coming from the left. Traffic coming from the left, fairly easy to see most of the time. But for so my two suggestions would be that we mount a little campaign, at least within our own condominium, urging people to obey the law and stop before going across the pedestrian crosswalk and have a good look, especially downhill. And beware of cars that are coming through the viaduct, thank you. Sometimes it is an aqueduct, but it's a viaduct, yeah. Be sure, because some cars don't stop when they're coming northbound on Franklin. They zip around the corner and then zoom up the street. And I would suggest that a 20-mile-per-hour speed limit be posted on Franklin. I mean, not on Franklin, on Central, especially visible to people coming eastbound on Central, so that they slow down and don't go so fast. frequently we see cars that don't, they're coming out of that viaduct, coming northbound on Franklin, who do not stop there at all, but just swing around the corner and zoom on up the hill. So one thing then is law enforcement on the rule there and posting a 20 mile per hour speed limit on Franklin. And the other suggestion is really a caveat for residents of our own condominium to observe the law, which requires one to stop before the sidewalk crossing. Because if you don't stop there, you go down a little dip and you are lower, and from that lower point, it's more difficult to see cars on your right coming up the hill. Seems to me there was one other thing I was going to say, but at my age, I've forgotten. I think that's...
Well, if you remember, you want to comment later.
All right. If I think of it again,
sure,
I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Anyone else?
My name is Fran Carroll, and I live at 407 condo on Franklin. And I live on the second floor, which my balcony and my window gives me a good view of that very corner, besides the driving out of the parking lot. And this relates to the cars coming north on Franklin, turning on Central, whether they're going west or whether they're going east. I see the kids coming home from school, and they're not going to pay a lot of attention to how far the car is going or whether the car has a right-hand or a left-hand turn signal, which they often do not. It seems like people don't often turn that signal on. And even besides the residents in my condo having being at risk, so are the kids on their bikes or on their scooter or just coming home. That it seems like something has to be devised to alert the drivers to be more alert. But as when Yates was speaking about the coming out of our, I'm changing now to cars coming out of our driving, our parking lot, you first stop at just before the sidewalk and you kind of look to see if a car is turning. But even the time, the short amount of time it takes to then go down past the sidewalk, past the parkway, and most usually there's either a van or a car not too far from the edge of our driveway, you have to go into traffic to see that corner. So you're already putting yourself at pretty much risk. You have to kind of crawl out, and the cars do go faster than is safe. I wish I had a solution besides just giving us a little more leeway on each side of the driveway. But something has to be done because it isn't just us. And also, I guess I want to say that many of the people, the residents in our condo are not all our age. It isn't a question of the elderly have a hard time negotiating traffic. This happens with the younger people too. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, at this point, we'll turn it over to the commission.
I was not hit. I didn't hit a car coming from the west. The car I hit was coming from the east.
Okay. So at this point, we'll turn it over to members of the commission for comment or questions. I do note that, you know, the request relates to expanding the no parking on each side of your driveway. I guess it would be my preference that we discuss that first, but we have discussed before whether to make other changes, for example, flipping the parking. But so I'll leave it to the commission, whatever you guys would like to discuss. So does anyone have any comment or questions for
Has there been something from the village regarding flipping the parking over?
Yes. So we discussed that internally among staff, and the police department had some concerns with that due to the fact that Central's used for as kind of an east-west corridor for them, but given the location of Village Hall in relation to the village, there's a lot of eastbound traffic that leaves our parking lot here and heads east down Central. So there was some concern on their end about, you know, if you're westbound, every time you go through an intersection, there's a little bit of a slalom, if you will, to go around the park vehicles on the north side. They had some concerns about having to do that eastbound in an emergency situation. So they were not in favor of it.
Okay.
The rest of staff, from a maintenance perspective, six in one, half dozen in the other, we're not changing anything, we're not widening anything. So from a public works standpoint, it really didn't make a difference. In some cases, some of those buildings, and this is just dawning on me now, I saw a big pile of snow across from one driveway. A lot of places plow the driveways and pile it up on the other side of the street. So that might become a problem for folks like you, where that may no longer be an option if their car is parked on that side. So little things like that, some unintended consequences. But from a staffing perspective, the police department was concerned about doing that for the reason I explained.
A question. I noticed there are two trees, mature trees, on either side of your exit. To what extent is the other trees an obstacle or not? No obstacle. Okay, fair enough.
Well, I think my opinion on the, I think we need to move those signs, the standard, about 20 to 30 feet going eastbound and westbound, which would give you the sight line that you need. I'm still, my other question was the parking. I don't quite understand the police concern, only because the width is still the same if you put parking on the on the south side. Sorry, I'm looking at it the wrong way. On the south side, so you would not lose any width from their standpoint. And we would gain, which is a concern, parking right now. I don't know how many I've encountered, but probably at least 20 additional spots in those three strips going down there. I mean, obviously, at the intersections, you can block it off like we've done on the east side of Central there, you know, where you go into an intersection and there's no parking straight ahead near the train viaduct. Yeah.
It's quite a compelling argument that there is precedent for it on the other side, as was mentioned. So that's a strong point.
But I am in favor of this, yes.
Yeah.
I guess my inclination, and just expressing my view, is that I would probably be most in favor of starting by adopting this request and increasing the sight line, adopting this request and increasing the sight line, but recognizing that maybe at another time, if parking continues to be a problem in that area, that we address at another time whether to flip parking to the south side. And in doing that, we would consider, the other resulting effects of that change. As the earlier map that was up there showed that I think for a three-block stretch or two- or three-block stretch, it's the same, so you would probably have to switch it, in my view, you would probably have to switch it for each of those blocks so you don't have people swerving. They get, one side or the other has parking, the other side has no parking. I know at Jewel, I think, there's parking on both sides, I believe. But the street is wider.
The street's wider east of Lathrop. And the other thing I'd like to point out is west of Park, right out here, you couldn't swap it, that step right, because we have angled spots on the north side as well.
Yeah. And the other thing, that's going to remain. I don't know if this is how compelling this is, but I suppose I could envision some, maybe it's a minor safety issue, but if people are parked on the south side and they need to cross over to the north side, they're crossing against traffic. They're stepping out into the street. as opposed to if they're parking on the north side, you know, they step onto the curb and on the sidewalk.
Only the passenger does, the driver still steps out into the street.
Mm. Well, but then they don't have to cross the street.
That's right, they don't have to cross the street.
So, I mean, again, I don't know how big of an issue that is. But
east of, or east of William, it's all along the tracks. I mean, it's one way there. But they park along the tracks between William and Harlem.
Right, and it's just on that side. And is it only on that side, Steve?
It's only on that side. It's a one-way, and it's narrow.
And it's one-way.
It's very narrow. So it's a one-way street. You only can get one car, but, yeah, they're on that side.
And on the other side, they're all parked right next to the tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think with procedure, or procedurally, we would, you know, move those signs out, agree to that. I think that would probably be ideal. And then we could kick it upstairs and somebody make a motion to investigate, to move it, and go from there, because I'm torn with moving it to the south side, because you think about going under the viaduct and turning right.
I was just
and thinking. So I think an increase in parking, I don't think that would happen, because I think we would, if it were to move to the south side, I think we would really shrink up that block, so you can make a eastbound turn, you know, coming this, so you'd get rid of three cars here, and then you could stack them up for half a block, and then you, because that would alleviate the issue with the police officers going east if there were no cars for 60 feet before the curb, then they could pull in. But I think from a safety standpoint, which is part of our title, moving it to the other side is ideal. But for right now, I think we should make a motion and pass this, the petition as it is stated, and then maybe make a motion to move it across the street.
One thing I'll point out, we are, and somebody mentioned it before, we're in the midst of a commuter parking study village-wide. I had shared this with the consultant who's doing the study. They didn't seem to have any objection to it at its face, to switching it to the south side. But that was kind of a conversation in a vacuum without emergency vehicles or emergency services opining. I don't even know that you guys would have to make a motion, to your point, to have that wrapped in with the commuter parking study as a potential option. We just had a meeting with them the other day. We have a glut of options throughout the village that we're going to be looking at in terms of what makes the most sense. There's no reason we couldn't put this one on that pile as mm-hmm. well. Have that as part of a greater conversation. Maybe there is a need for more parking in that area, or maybe the study says, yeah, this is heavily utilized, but there is not a need for increased parking. And now we can have that conversation more comprehensively.
What's the timeline for this?
So we're at 50%. The initial timeline was January. That's not going to happen. But in all likelihood, we've probably got proposed recommendations within the next, I would say, 4 to 6 weeks, maybe.
Hmm. Fair enough.
At some point, I would imagine those proposed recommendations will be back at traffic and safety before they go to the board. So we're at January, February. So maybe that March meeting, third Wednesday in March, would be the next regularly scheduled meeting. And so if everything's buttoned up at that time and we can paper it off for that March meeting, I would imagine it would be on the agenda. Unless something gets finished earlier and we have to have a special meeting just to start implementing those things a little bit sooner. But if you keep checking the village website, I mean, all those agendas continue to get posted. And for something like that, we would probably do, I don't know if any of you get the village e-news. That's a big project that, you know, we'll have an email blast when that starts to get wrapped up and open for public conversation as well.
I guess in light of that comment, in light that of the fact that, you know, the parking on the south side would be considered as part of that commuter study, I tend to agree with John that at least for now we ought to adopt the request that you made with respect to expanding your sight line on each side of your driveway, but recognizing that those few blocks will be subject to further study by the people, the consultants, the professionals who are looking at commuter parking generally, including in that area. So, but does anybody else on the commission want to weigh in?
Question?
Sure.
Has anybody measured how much space there would be for a car parked on the south side of Central to open the door and get out without coming up against the wall there?
Well, the driver obviously would be on the street side. The passenger, right. So that would be, and I think, all inclusive within the study that's happening over there. So we're just trying to give you what you asked for right now, because we're not going to save the world in a day.
No, if you look here,
Jeff put the picture up. You can see that it looks like there's
several feet. It would be tight, especially where there are trees, but there would certainly be room to open a car door.
Hmm. What block is that taken off?
That is right next to your building here.
Yeah.
So there's your building.
All right.
Jeff, how many feet would you recommend from the driveway going back? 20, 30, I see 27.
We're looking at sightline issues, depending on elevations. I mean, it's all going to, there is no standard for that.
Okay, you guys will figure it out.
Defer to?
No, I mean, I guess I would defer to you folks. Are you guys, because we're going to, we nothing. You guys are going to adopt or make a recommendation for whatever. We're going to have to hammer this out now.
Well, can I ask a question, Jeff? Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
On the picture, you show there's 19 feet. Is that 19 feet from no parking to the driveway on each side, or is it 19 feet overall?
I think that's another building.
That might be the other block between Ashland and Lathrop.
Oh, there. Oh, here it shows 8 feet. I'm sorry. 8 feet from the edge of the driveway to the sign.
Right.
And yeah, so 8 on the one side, 10 on the other side. And then the other similarly situated building between Ashland and Lathrop has about 19 and 27, 25 feet.
I didn't see the 27.
So nobody at all is parking on the right side there.
So if we did...
Correct, because now you're too close to the other driveway.
If we did 20 feet on each side...
Yeah, 20 or 25.
That would be approximately consistent with what's the other block.
What's a parking car length? 20 feet?
An end parallel space is 20 feet, yes.
20 feet?
Yes.
So if we were to do 20 on each side, we'd be clipping one car
on each side,
and it would be uniform?
Not even, because you've already got signs there that are...
So
are you going 20 beyond what's there? If you're just doing 20, now you're only clipping maybe a half car because you've already lost 10-ish feet on both sides.
Right. Okay.
That seems to me we would basically put the no parking 20 feet from the driveway on that side.
From where it comes out at the curb, 20 feet.
Yeah.
I'm fine with
that. And that might be the idea here is it's a compromise. It expands it approximately doubles or more than doubles the space.
The sight line
space. But it still allows some parking for your neighbors in that building.
Yeah.
And it allows cars that are coming westbound to get out of the way of eastbound cars because there's not enough room on the street for two. Well, it's tough. Yeah. It's tough. It's tough.
It's tight. You gotta go slow.
I have a very large truck parked outside. It's tough. It's tough.
It is.
Yeah. But anyway, I think it's increases safety. It allows for cars to pass through. And I think this is all we can do right now as the petition is stated. And what we can do for them right now until maybe we get something from the study.
Did you have a question or comment?
My concern, I appreciate what you're doing, but my concern is that the types of vehicles parked along that street during the day, if you remove the car from either side, you made it 25 feet. If those are still SUVs or trucks parked on either side, the sight line will still not be there. Just guess by the size of the car, the vehicle, and the issue of safety still remains of pulling out. I guess my conundrum is, why couldn't these folks park someplace else and return it to the way it was 2.5 years ago?
Well, I guess I'd say to that, in that we're trying to achieve a balance to both accommodate your request as proposed, which was to expand the sight lines on both sides of the driveway, but also try to be mindful of the fact that, you know, there is a need for parking, and recognizing that it could be that this is a short-term fix, and that if it turns out there continues to be a problem or it makes more sense to shift parking on the south side, I think we recognize that that's something that's going to be considered.
If somebody's got an SUV parked there and I'm in a sedan.
Yeah, I get it. All right.
It increases our sight
line. Right.
Yeah, I think it does, Jeff, right now.
Mm. Whether you increase the sight line or not, what about the speed limit?
Well, I suspect, but I don't know, that if people aren't probably not even going 25. They're probably exceeding 25. That's my own bias. Yeah, I think they may be going too fast, but whether you slow, if you put this, maybe, you know, enforcing the 25 mile an hour speed limit would be a place to start before shortening it to 20.
Go 25.
I don't know.
Close 25, they'll go 30.
Or do you think they just go whatever speed they think is appropriate for the area? I'm not arguing with you. I think there's studies that suggest that people go the speed, regardless of the sign, often that they deem sort of appropriate based on the street. Probably why it's so hard to get people to slow down on Thatcher.
So with that being said, and what we're able to do, because of the way the petition is worded, and you've asked for one thing, suggested many, but you've asked for one thing, I'm inclined to make a motion to give them what they've asked for, which is the increased distance from the edge of the driveway outward. I think we estimated 20 feet mm-hmm. on each side, and I would make a motion to move those no parking signs to that distance to allow for better sight lines, safer egress.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion on John's motion?
Just to clarify, we're talking 20 feet from the existing driveway apron limits.
Yes, each side.
Yes, Jeff.
So east and west of the entrance on the north side of Central, 407 to 415.
Right. Any further discussion on that motion?
Whatever that street is, I know it's not Central. The 407, 415.
Franklin.
Sorry.
Any further discussion on John's motion? All right, why don't we vote?
Chairman Reese.
Yes.
Commissioner Bass.
Yes.
Commissioner Cleary. Commissioner Gillis.
Yes.
Commissioner J. Rahman. Commissioner Osga.
Yes.
Commissioner Wade.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so that motion carries, and so what that means is that our what we do here is advisory. Or if we make a motion like this, it's recommended to the board. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Would this be something that would have to be?
Yes, because it is an ordinance that'll have to change, so we'll have to go to the board.
So this would affect the village ordinance. So at the next, I don't know if it'd be the next or one of the upcoming board meetings of the village, they would address this issue, and you know they have the right to reject it. Usually they adopt our recommendations, but not always. And if you folks are interested, you'd certainly be welcome to attend the village board meeting and address it. You don't need to, but this will be on the agenda at an upcoming board meeting. And then, you know, you folks here have made good suggestions, and I think that, you know, we tend to do things here incrementally. But you know, it's often been the case where we've done one incremental change and we've come back and we've made additional changes later. But it's, you know, maybe the whole village is fairly conservative, but you know, we tend to be fairly conservative and and try to do things incrementally, and then, you know, because you don't, and then, you know, but without prejudice to maybe changing it later or expanding it.
And I am interested to hear what the professionals give us in terms of information and feedback regarding the ideas of moving the parking over. So this probably hasn't, we're probably not one and done here with what we've done today, because I think there's going to be more information, and maybe there'll be more changes.
Any more matters that the commissioners would like to raise? All right. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Aye.
Aye.